John Ryder here at the Matchroom Gym. You've just done 12 rounds and you're heading over to America tomorrow. How are you feeling, mate, first of all?
Yeah, I feel good. Obviously, 3 weeks to go now to the fight. Good to get the 12 rounds in before we go. Get a couple of 12 rounds in while we're there. But yeah, I just want to get hit the ground running when we get there. Got a nice flight out tomorrow, recover on Sunday, then straight back to the hard work on Monday. So I'm feeling good. We've got a nice little team going out there with us. Obviously, the rest of the boys are fighting in Vegas the week after. So it's going to be good. We're taking the gym from the UK to the US.
Yeah, the Matchroom Boxing Gym over in Santa Monica. You're going to be based out, right? You've been over there before?
Yeah, we was there in April for the Canelo fight. And it's like a home from home now. Obviously, Pedro is a lovely bloke. He was really nice, been with us last time. Yeah, so it's good that he's now teamed up with Matchroom, and Matchroom got a base out there as well.
Yeah, like you say, going out tomorrow, the time of recording this interview, good number of weeks' notice. I think that in itself shows your intent here.
Yeah, of course. I think Tony's to know the truth now to go over last minute. This isn't COVID times when you can only go out 7 days before. This is the current climate. We're blessed and we're fortunate. And like I say, we're fortunate enough that the rest of the gym are fired a week later, so we can have this extended period of time out there. So you're going to serve us all well.
How does that play a part in your preparation? Like you say, there's four or five of the guys, maybe three or four of the guys, boxing 1 week after yours. Over Christmas, over New Year, you've been in, surrounded by your colleagues as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's been brilliant. We're all in together. Not all the time, but it's just so happened that we're all fighting around the same time. So Christmas Day, we were sparring. We got the rounds in. New Year's Day, we was in there as well. So we're all going for it together. We're all suffering and together, and it was good. It's all part of it.
Did you manage to squeeze any turkey in? Or
I got a bit of turkey. Obviously, turkey's a good need meat, so that was welcomed on the menu. I had to stay away from the potatoes and the Yorkshires, but yeah, the quality strength took a miss, but they said we could do that after the fight.
Do you prefer fighting this side of Christmas? You obviously have to make the sacrifices, but also, I guess, boxing so early then allows you to maybe have two or three more.
That's it, yeah. I mean, there's the pros and the cons, obviously. So the pros are box early in the year, get a good win, you can get out again in the summer, then hopefully get in the winter time. So we can get 3 years, that'll be my three fights, so that'll be one of my busiest years in
an inside, yeah,
a long time. It comes to that is that you've got to sacrifice time with your family. I've got some kids, two beautiful kids, and do they understand? I don't really know, but I hope one day that they'll see that the sacrifice is worth it and it might even inspire them. So that's the plan.
Talking of sacrifices, you obviously put a lot on the line for yourself in the build-up to the Canelo fight. Must have been a rigorous training camp. I mean, just on reflection from that, of some touchdown in the fight, but you rallied and you come back to win rounds, which I don't think many people would have expected given the way the fight started. You must be able to take some positives from that.
I don't think the judges expected either, because they didn't seem to score them, but yeah, I can. I can tell you a bundle of positives from that. I didn't win the fight, but sounds a bit cliche, but I felt I won the night.
Yeah.
All the way from there, a winner in my mind. I won a ton of new fans, a lot of new Mexican friends. Listen, I didn't get the win, but it was a humbling experience, and Canelo said, well, tough fight I was and what a tough fight I gave him, and I think it's shown in his fight after that against Chardo.
Yeah, and I mean, just that ring walk, I was lucky enough to be behind the team as you walked out, just to take stock of 50,000 fans. I mean, it was a special moment.
Yeah, I mean, for me it was just tunnel vision. I remember sitting there, standing there just watching the video beforehand, and then not hearing anything, just hearing the music go. And it was a bit quieter than Canelo's music, but I could still hear it, and just tunnel vision, me in the ring.
One man who's been linked with Canelo, and you're next opponent, Jaime Munguia, on Jan 27 over in Phoenix. Just talk to us about this fight. I mean, on paper, this looks like it could genuinely be one of the fights of the year we're winning.
Yeah, I mean, Jaime Munguia was lucky enough to win the fight of the year last year as well, and he's sure he could be a candidate for fight of the year this year as well. But certainly he's got an unbelievable record, 42-0, and he's got the Caribbean Dangle of the Canelo fight. And I had that Caribbean Dangle as well against Zach Parker, and listen, it adds pressure. You know that's potentially next, so you've got to go out there and juice. So it's down to him there. I've had my shot, you know. I doubt I'll get another shot if I go in there and beat Munguia, but listen, that's the aim. I want to be in his biggest and best fights possible. My days in boxing number now. I'm on the home run now. And I'm not ready to go yet. I want to have this fight. I have more big fights. And listen, if I feel the actual Canelo, that would be a dream.
In a weird sort of way, has that almost realigned your mindset? You know, you've basically just admitted that, you know, you accept the fact you're on the home run. Has that managed to just manage expectations, but also, I guess, plot the path a little bit better as well?
I think so, but I've just got to take into account I'm 35 now. I've got a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old, children, and 2 kids, partner, and it's like, how long can I keep doing this for? There's going to have to be a time when I take the back seat and let them pursue their dreams and whatnot, and being the supporter they've been to me. So listen, I'll still be in and around boxing for the rest of my days, I'm sure, but fighting, I don't want to look like, I'm not talking like I've got one foot out already, but
no, not at all.
2024 is my year, and giving a flip to boxing this year, and then we know what goes on after that.
Talk to me about Munguia, the fighter. Do you rate him first and foremost?
I do. I think his record's, I would say, padded, but he's been well manoeuvred into the front two and out of position. Obviously, his last fight with Derevchenko showed some vulnerabilities. He's made a training change now to Freddie Roach and said it might be a good thing, might not be a good thing. We'll see Jan 27th. But so I think I know what he brings to the table. He's very committed with fire. He throws a lot of shots. And he throws with a bad intent, so that's going to be his up there. That's when I can capitalise on him and catch Hannah.
Yeah, I was going to say about the new training angle. It's interesting. Like you say, it could have its pros, could have its cons. But if you're going to beat Munguia where 42 others have failed, this probably seems, on the face of it, the right time to lose.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think Derevchenko gave him all the problems in the world last time, and I think he come down to the last round. He put him over. But listen, I think, and the scorecards showed that. So listen, I hope the fight is just judged fairly, give me a fair roll of the dice, and that's all I can ask for.
Win this, then where? Is it almost freeloaded then, so we'll see what comes up, or have you got your mind set that you want to become world champion?
I'd love to be a world champion, but obviously Canelo's got all the marbles. I don't see it coming available anytime soon, but just for me now, the biggest and best fights, whether it be Americans or Mexicans, just the biggest and best fights, just to, not that I'm going to leave this massive legacy behind in boxing, but for my memories, for my kids, for my family, for my followers, just say that you went out fighting your best.
One thing I want to talk about is the atmosphere. Probably not going to be expecting as much of a partisan crowd as you did last time, but you're still going into the backyard, so to speak. I guess you've been there, done it now, got a t-shirt, no room for you at all.
No, I mean, I think that the in our head, there's more daunting going to Mexico, Guadalajara, sorry, than 55,000 Mexicans, but...
Yeah, because they said there was going to be Mexican sort of rebels and a cartel ringside, but no, there was very hospitable.
Yeah, I think that's very hospitable, wasn't it? They was even cheering me in the last couple of rounds.
Yep.
So like I say, it was a humbling experience. The experience I'll never forget, and so I think this will be similar. I think the Mexican Americans, they like to fight, and as long as you put them in the line like I did in Maine, then I'll come with some more fans.
We scored a big away knockout in America before. Do you think you'll need that again this time?
I'd never like going in there depending on a knockout, but it's another one. I'm next winning early. You don't get paid overtime, as the old cliche is saying, but I'd love to play in there, but going there with Dean Clayton, that's maybe only one round or 12 rounds. I'm confident in my ability. I'll come during the game plan Tony Sinner's put forward, and then go out there, execute their game plan, and can't wait victorious.
John Ryder, and can't wait. We look forward to it. We wish you the very best of luck. And best of luck with your training camp over the next few weeks.
Thank you, mate. Awesome.